Yeah, you can go on that mic. We don't need headphones or anything.
Great.
We'll just do a mic check real quick. Let me know when you need a mic check.
DK.
Yo, yo, check, check, check. 1, 2. That's how I talk. Yo, yo, yo.
I love it. I love it.
All right, Michelle, can I get a mic check?
Titties, 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 brown titties.
That's the best mic check I've ever heard.
All right, we good.
Oh man, joining me on the Talk More podcast after the show on Alt 105.3 is Michelle Buteau.
Ow. You did it. You just like spoke French.
I did?
Yeah.
Buteau, that was easy.
Yeah, Buteau derives from bateau, which means it's French for boat, because my people came over on a boat, not by choice. LOL.
Oh, well, way to take that a dark direction.
History, Michelle, am I right?
I'm just going to call you Michelle Boat. Does that work?
No, that does work.
You just dropped some crazy knowledge on me. So we got into this really in-depth conversation about Starbucks. You were snacking on something, and I decided I needed to tell you all about the Starbucks egg bites, because yes. I'm obsessed with them. And long story short, you got into the pronunciation of Gouda cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it right. Your husband educated you on this?
He loves to educate me because he's European. Okay. And I'm not, and it's a lot. And I get it. Public school, we need more federal funding, not the point. So his name is G-I-J-S, and a Dutch G doesn't exist in the American language. It's right? So his name
is... Like you're hawking a
loogie. Yes.
Okay.
So his name is Gijs. And I was like, I love the Gouda cheese. What's good with the Gouda tonight? And he's like, it's Gouda. And I'm like, how'd you do that? I don't like your tone.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Ooh, we could curse?
Oh, yeah.
So edgy. Yeah. What the fuck?
Right. Now you're going to curse when you don't even need to, because you know you can.
I know. Like a 5-year-old. That's what I'm about. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things we mispronounce, but I mean, that's okay too.
Let me backtrack. Normally when I introduce a guest, I educate the listeners on where they can see them. You're going to be at Punchline tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets available at punchlinecomedy.com. Did I get that right, or is it punchlinesf.com? Punchlinecomedyclub.com.
Yeah, that's it.
You're
either way, Google it. Figure it the fuck
right?
out.
It's not that fucking hard, right?
Yes. Let's not just a panic room.
Let's just say fuck as many times as we can.
Fuck. Howda.
So do you and your husband argue about pronunciations, or does he think you're just funny?
Do you know what? Like, Dutch people don't argue, which is so annoying, and I'm Caribbean and from Jersey, so I'm just like, if we get in a fight, that's how I know you love me. And so they don't. It's always like a passive aggressive fucking debate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a condescending.
Because he doesn't want to get into it, does he?
No, they just, Dutch people are not like a fighting people. They're too tall for that.
Maybe. Oh, is he really tall?
He's short for a Dutch person. He's 6'1".
Really? That's short? I didn't know Dutch people. See, you're dropping knowledge on me like crazy.
They're the tallest people in the world because they're inbred.
Oh.
I think that's why. I don't know. Don't quote me. I am no Neil deGrasse Tyson. I do not know. But I'm just like, all y'all look alike, have the same eye color.
There's something there.
There's something there. And it's called my cousin.
Do you guys have any kids?
We do. We just welcomed twins 3 months ago, a boy and a girl. I love when people are like, you snap back. I had a surrogate. I'm still waiting to snap back. Right. But that's okay. I've been trying to get bikini body ready since I was 6 years old. It's the fucking myth. Okay?
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck the bikini body. I'm stressed right now. I'm like, okay, what is it? What month is it?
I don't know.
It's almost May.
It's tax month.
And I'm like, God damn it. I'm like,
you're too blessed to be stressed.
Oh, you're
Did you play a lot of sports when you were little?
I played some volleyball for a few years, but.
Nice.
Yeah.
With the little booty shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, I played volleyball. I was just picking a wedgie the whole time.
Really? So yeah, this was back like when I was a teenager, I didn't have cellulite. You put me in booty shorts right now, everyone's gonna run for the hills.
See, that's the thing. I've only had cellulite, so I don't know what it's like on the other side. You know, like, I'm still waiting for my prime.
It started when I turned 18.
Really?
Yeah, after high school. Left high school and boom, it was like, graduation, here's your diploma, here's some cellulite.
Yeah.
Get on your way.
I think that's great. I think those are great gifts.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not mad at it. It's all hereditary. Did I just have a stroke? It's all hereditary.
It's okay.
Oh my God. I didn't want to say I'm
G-Mo
having a
knows CPR.
I do.
My producer, he can help
really?
You out if you get me.
I'm trained.
Yeah, he looks very calm. I'm into it.
Yeah. Seriously, if the building was burning down, he'd be like, all right, cool. Does anybody have a hose? How can we put this thing out?
Oh, I love that energy. I need that energy in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you freak out a lot?
I mean, I'm pretty good when it comes to like a big thing, like a very serious situation. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I'm just like, why did you leave the crumb there?
What? So is this what you and your husband argue about? Or he doesn't argue, you argue with him?
Yes.
Messes and stuff like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, he'll make a sandwich. And I'm just like, it's a beautiful sandwich. It's a piece of fucking art. Clean the fuck up after yourself. I can't. It almost feels personal. Like, he's leaving a fucking trail.
You're so in for it. You've got twins. Your life as a clean, like, tidy person is over.
But the thing is, like, I was never tidy and clean. But I was like, can we not be, like, a low-budget hoarder right now? Do you know? It's too much. Plus, like, in Holland, there's no roaches or rats. I'm like, bitch, you need to get it together.
There's not?
No, it's a perfect place.
Wait, so why aren't you living there? I kind of want to go there now.
Because my in-laws are there.
But oh, yes. We'll stay
see,
away.
We'll see what happens in 2020.
We United States this. Looks great.
I mean, I like, look, yes, yes. But it is a beautiful place. It's one of, like, the most perfect places. There's no hurricanes. There's no earthquakes.
Why doesn't everyone live? Don't they have, like, great health care? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of Europe has health care. Yes.
What are we doing here?
What the fuck are we doing? We're like, I don't know, living the American dream, LOL. We're too tired. We can't even dream anymore.
I'm still looking for it. Girl. I say that. I'm joking. You know what? I have my fucking dream job. I can't even,
that's
I can't
so
even
nice.
Pretend. Yeah. It's
good
weird. I mean, this isn't about me. But yeah, when I joke about, like, oh, the American dream, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty fucking happy in my job. A lot of things in life I think could be a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, I wish my rent wasn't so high. I wish I had more money in the bank. All those things. Wish I had a boyfriend. But you know what? I'm fucking happy here.
That's so great. Yeah. That's really, really great.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of times we don't say that out loud because we feel like we're bragging or something, but it's okay to own what you're happy about.
One got day to. I'll be bragging, but right now I'm just still pinching myself. I'm still in that, like, can't believe it type phase.
Yeah, I'm pinching myself, like, not on purpose. I'm just, my body is like a middle seat of an airplane. I'm just, like, running into shit all the time. I'm like, what is this? What am I hooked on? But, like, yeah. No, I mean, I also feel the same way. Like, I have a beautiful partner. I have healthy children. And, you know, for me, because I did IVF for so long, I'm just like, why is the alternative family planning so fucking expensive? So I'm just like,
right?
And what if, like, baby boy wants to be a girl one day? Or what if they convert to Islam? Like, I just think about all these things and, like, how they might be treated in this country. And I just wish it was better. Now, what am I, Rachel Maddow with brown titties? This is
getting
crazy.
I'm getting scared right now. So I'm thinking about freezing my eggs.
You should.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm gonna freeze
this whole little thing right now. Mm-hmm. This is just an egg conversation.
Yeah,
we started off with egg.
We did.
Now we're talking about the other eggs.
We talked about Starbucks egg bites.
Yes, and now we're talking about your Starbucks egg bites. Starbucks. That is a tongue twister. But I would say do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Okay. I mean, it's not cheap though. But no, I'm definitely gonna do it. I just gotta. It's the process. You gotta, like, make time for that shit and get to the doctor and stuff.
I mean, to be honest, it took more time trying to work out every day than it did freezing eggs. Absolutely.
All right. No more excuses.
You just show up and open your legs. I'm very good at that.
I'm good. I can, yeah.
Ayo!
Okay, so I want to talk about this because, of course, I Googled you before you came here.
Oh, no.
Gmo actually helped me with this.
Oh, no.
And there are 10 things that you said scare you in a recent interview.
Oh, fuck.
Do you even remember doing this?
Sort of.
Okay. Because I found some of them hilarious. The first, do you remember what the number one thing that scares you is?
I think it was becoming a mom.
It was becoming an orphan, is what you said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're an only child.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that still a fear, or does it now have something to do with your kids? Number one fear.
Yeah, it does shift, but, like, also, yeah, I mean, I want it heightens. Like, I want my kids to know how awesome and crazy my parents are.
Yeah.
And because they're getting old and these kids are so young, it's like, you know, you're just in the middle of, like, I'm going to really try and, like, make sure that they have some sort of memory of them. So, yeah, I mean, it sucks being the only child in that, like, you don't have anybody to go through that with.
I feel like I just took this in a dark direction. You should be on my couch right now or something.
No, I mean, I don't think it's dark. I think it's real. I mean, dark would be like, I always wanted a kill room. Do you know what I mean?
Do you?
Nice.
No.
Sorry. I love Dexter.
I know. Dexter, talk about like daddy's garage. Like, what does dad keep in the garage?
Right, right.
So crazy.
Did you watch Dexter? Was it you into that show?
I was into it, and then I wasn't. I think Trinity Killer was the best fucking season. John Lithgow just served all of the things that I needed. And then when it came to, like, the girls in the blue barrels, I'm just like, and then he, like, started fucking one. I was like, Dexter.
He went too off. He went rogue, man.
He went rogue. And it was also wild that, like, he was married to his sister on the show.
Oh, in real life.
In real life.
Yeah, but it was also weird that, like, there was this whole sexual thing between them.
Yeah.
At the end. That's when I was like, Sorry, spoiler alert, if you're 10 years late and haven't seen Dexter. But no, yeah, that whole, it, they had this great concept of like the serial killer with a conscience, and then they got all fucking nutty. It's like they stopped, well, that's not weird enough, so let's just have him in love with his sister, and I don't know.
You could almost tell, too, like the timeline of when weed started to become legal. I think that's what happened in the writer's room.
Yeah. Oh, you're probably right.
Maybe. I don't know.
They were just stoned and they just like, whatever. Let's see
what I'm not a detective.
Okay. So the funniest thing on this list, it's not funny, but the most bizarre thing on this list of your fears was that finding out that your husband has a whole other family.
Yes. I'm Caribbean girl. That's real as fuck. I have so many sets of cousins and stuff. I'm still finding them.
Okay, but like, there's one thing to have a fear that, like, I don't know. Like, I have a fear that I'll be cheated on because I've been cheated on, and that's kind of like normal.
Yeah.
Having a fear that you're gonna find out that your husband has some whole other family is like next level.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I've seen it. Like, they're not all the men in my family have cheated.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, my grandfather has fathered a lot of kids on a lot of different islands. I have an uncle who lived in Maryland and loved to drive to Florida to see the other uncle, and he fathered like a kid on like in each city.
Oh my God.
And it's just like wet and wild. So I feel like my worst fear is being with somebody for like years and years and years and just giving my whole life to them and then finding out they're not the person I thought they fucking were.
Yeah, that would be scary.
That's crazy. It's not, yeah.
I think you're good though. Didn't you say like Dutch people are like super honest and
they're
like
too mellow? Honest. Yes. Yeah. I think they say they're too honest because they just want to like insult you. And I'm just like, nobody asked.
Have you ever done one of those ancestry things to see like...
Girl, of course.
Okay, so what did
I'm
you just branch out?
I'm the reason why they have that shit. Are you serious?
What'd you find out?
I found out that I'm like 2% Polynesian. Who the fuck was there?
Oh, you look like... Is Pocahontas Polynesian? I was going to say, you look like you could be a little Pocahontas.
I look like Elizabeth Warren? LOL. No, but it's crazy because a lot of the shit traced back to ports. Like... Sicily, or like there was always a port where somebody was docked, and I don't know if anybody had a choice in being on that boat or not, but it was pretty crazy.
See, there you go, taking it all dark again.
I'm just this history.
So sad.
It's his story,
right? You are so fantastic. I want to sit here and talk to you all day. What are you going to do while you're here in the Bay Area? You going to have fun, or are you just working?
Man, I just want to motorboat a bunch of really great food. I want to do some donation yoga and definitely queef by accident.
Yeah.
I want to recycle some really nice plastics.
You're in the Bay Area. You're so. You're
I know, right? I want to name a sea lion.
Okay.
What else do I want to do? I want to do some writing in a coffee shop and take a huge dump in that coffee shop.
You should go shame people for using plastic straws.
Oh, okay.
That should be on your to-do list here in the Bay Area.
Yeah. That's very easy to do. Mm-hmm. I love that.
While you're here, you should also carry a stainless steel straw around in your purse.
Oh, I'll do it.
And your own cutlery.
Oh, I love... Wait, does that really happen? Oh my God.
So I only say that because obviously the whole plastic straw thing has been all over the news and everyone's like, they're pulling them out of turtles' noses and stuff. Oof. Listen, I'm not knocking it. I totally agree that we should get rid of single-use plastics. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I'm that person where I bought stainless steel straws. I haven't resorted to carrying one around in my purse yet.
Yeah.
But if at all possible, I'm not taking them at restaurants or whatever if I don't have to because I feel guilty. I feel like everyone's watching me now.
Yeah. I mean, even now I have like a little plastic top of my Starbucks cup and I feel very weird having this little plastic
cup. I was going to say something when you walked in, but I didn't want to
make it. Stop it! Oh my God. My ass is clenched and my jaw is locked. What the fuck?
I'm just kidding. I use the paper cups at Starbucks. Yeah, it's not your fault.
They just gave it to me like this. I was just like, Starbucks, do better.
Mm-hmm. Give me a plastic recyclable cup and I'll use it.
Oh, man.
Right?
But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting conversation for sure. I do like the amount of the different types of garbages that I can recycle. It does feel like a fun game. It feels like Lego.
It kind of is. Where are you based? Where you live? Where's home?
Brooklyn.
Okay, I thought so, but I don't want to assume just based on your accent.
I thought it was like very obvious.
It is very, well, it's like maybe you were born there and now you live somewhere else. So
nah.
If you were, so we just described a stereotypical day in San Francisco, like shaming people with plastic straws.
Yeah.
What would, give me a day in Brooklyn. If I was going to be a tourist and you wanted me to totally fit in, what would I do?
If you're a tourist, see, I live in Bed-Stuy, which is still like one of the more realer parts of Brooklyn. So I would definitely, if you're a tourist, I'd be like, You don't try to figure out if it's dog shit or human shit.
Same here.
Trust, that's why I feel at home. Plus, I'm staying downtown or whatever, and there's a lot of people that have band-aids on their face. I'm like, what happened? But we'll get into that later, perhaps. I would also say make a lot of eye contact and say hi. Like, I know that probably doesn't happen in San Francisco as much, but in Brooklyn, like, really is the Brooklyn way. Like, if you are ever intimidated by a group of people or men or whatever, the biggest thing you could do is just kill them with kindness and be like, hey, how y'all doing? And immediately everybody would be like, oh, dope, how you doing, this, that, and the other. Also, don't be afraid to ask for directions. New Yorkers pride themselves on fucking knowing which way to go, so do that. And I would say, and I never usually tell people this, but eat the street meat.
Oh, I'm all for street meat.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know you got that look.
I do, don't I? I don't have that look.
I love that you're like, I really don't fuck with eggs, but I'll fuck with this egg. And I'll fuck with street meat. Yes. I fucks with very specific things.
Especially after a concert, like, you know, yeah. 1 a.m. and you're walking down the street out of a venue and there's yes. like 17 street meat vendors.
Yes.
I'm like, ooh, which one am I going to give my $7 to? Which yes. one's going to give me diarrhea?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, I love like a good hungover poop in the morning.
Right?
Yeah, tequila and street meat.
Oh my God. And then once you get all out of your system the next day, you're like a new woman.
You are. Yeah. I mean, that's how I get red carpet ready. I don't know about you bitches. I just shit water from street meat.
Okay. I don't want to keep drowning on and on about this, but you brought up face band-aids and I feel like we need to touch on that.
Let's do it.
What? Give me your first thought when you see a face band-aid.
Who hurt you?
Okay. So you think someone else harmed them?
I don't know. I think so. But also, like, if they're doing drugs and there's like a lesion, who hurt you when you were growing up? Do you know?
Yeah, it goes way back.
Yes.
I always think, like, if you're going to put a Band-Aid on your face, it's like next level bad. Like something you don't want people to see. Because, listen, everyone gets like, I don't know, you get big pimples or maybe something gets a little infected.
Oh my God, I'm 42. I'm going to be 42 and I just popped a pimple on my face right now.
I don't think I'll ever stop getting pimples, so I feel you.
Oh, man.
What is, like, after 18, we weren't supposed to get this shit.
I know.
Why is this happening?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, fried foods, the air. Yes. I mean.
Stress.
The airplane is like a traveling toilet.
Yeah. Okay, but think about it this way.
Yeah.
How bad would something have to be, like a pimple or something on your face, for you to actually put a Band-Aid on your face?
Oof.
Right?
Oof. You know what? I don't even know if it's that, like, whatever's happening under that Band-Aid is bad enough for them to cover it. I think they just don't have a friend telling them don't do that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's sort of just like being 35 and wearing jean shorts with heels. You need someone to be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not Miley Cyrus's mom. Relax.
Wearing socks and Birkenstocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or the guys that still wear those cargo shorts.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you working on a movie? Why do you need all those pockets? Are you at Home Depot? Stop.
You know what, though? I hate when a style goes out of trend. Not that I ever wear cargo shorts, but that's really, like, functional.
Yeah, but you know? But we have jeans.
No, I know. But, like, I'm glad fanny packs are kind of in style again.
Yeah.
Because
you got to update it.
Those are, like, legit useful.
I mean, for a certain type of waist, not mine. A fanny pack will rise.
Yeah.
I'll find my fanny pack under my titty. It rises.
That's not so bad.
I mean, okay. I would prefer just put my debit card like in my bra at this point.
Do you do that?
Of course.
So I do too from time to time, if depending on what I'm wearing. But then like when I take it out, it's like, oh, it's all sweaty and it gets smelly. And it's like, I feel like
it's
like a cesspool of sweat.
I do enjoy it. I'm just like, I've earned this.
Do you put cash in your bra?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything you don't put in your bra?
Whatever doesn't fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you put your cell phone in your bra?
I used to, but then I had to upgrade. I didn't want to upgrade for a while because it fit in my bra so well.
Okay, this I'm talking about, functionality. When something works,
you
don't want to change it. I have this habit when I walk my dog, I take my cell phone if I don't have a pocket or anything.
Yeah.
And I stick it right in my bra and the little pop socket holds it on my bra strap.
Yes.
And by the time I get home, I take it out and it's covered in sweat and I'm like, oh God.
I think, you know what? I wish I could sweat more often. It's good that you sweat. It means your body's working.
I guess.
Yeah. It means you're to have good skin and shit. Like, sweating is good.
Okay.
Yeah. My body holds on to like sweat and resentment like nobody business.
You don't sweat?
Not really.
Do you sweat like when you exercise or?
Not really.
Wow. That's kind of awesome though.
It's not. I just get a little funky in the hot pockets.
So, how many days can you go without washing your hair then?
More like how many months, bitch?
Okay, tell me more because I'm so jealous right now.
What's
the longest you've gone without washing your hair?
Oh, I can't remember now. I have 3 months old. Let's say 3 months.
No.
No, like 6 weeks.
Shut the fuck up. Six weeks? Did it smell?
No. Well,
you just spray stuff on it, right? Keep it smell good.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. It probably smelled a little dank in there. There, you got to get in there. Right. It's like a forest. You got to climb in there.
So, do you know it's time to wash your hair when your husband's like, "Hey, honey, let's wait."
Nah, he don't tell me shit. He's white. He can't tell me shit about my fucking beautiful black hair, bitch. Right. He needs to be sorry, woke and white, and stay in the fucking corner. Think about all the other shit that your ancestors have done, honey.
Hey, you are in control.
Yes,
I love you so much. Thank right you. Now.
Brown titties forever,
Michelle Buteau. Tonight, Punchline Comedy Club, 7:30 and 9:45, and again Saturday night, 7:30, 9:45.
Yes,
I am so glad we got to hang out
me
today.
Me too. Let's get some egg bites.
I know. I feel like a better person after having sat with you.
Oh my God. I feel like a size 12.
You're so rad.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me. It's DK on Talk More. See you guys next week.
Wear condoms.
Right? We'll leave that in. So this, I don't know.